This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thursday, March the 24th. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Roberta Fasanelli, Michelle Gerson, Kara Schillen. It's a takeover!
The women and you.
Yes, right, the women. So I just said to Roberta, okay, say hi to Michelle. And they said hi. And then she said, who's Michelle? Michelle?
Well, I'm a New Yorker. I'm direct, if nothing else.
Well, but the idea is okay. It's just, well, and I always like to surprise everybody. I don't want anybody. Well, Roberta surprises me half the time. I don't know whether she's going to be here visiting with us or not, but she's certainly a voice that's well known to people listening to this program because Roberta's been on with me for 24, I think, of the 28 years I've been doing this program, 23 yep. of them anyway. And so she's a lifer.
How are you, Morning? Is it
so
morning?
Michelle is a Jerseyite New Yorker as well. She's broadcasting from New York. She does a lot of work in New York and has in New Jersey, so that's her slant on things. Wondering as certainly Roberta just said, but people listening as well. Who's Michelle Gerson? So you can go to her Facebook page and see a little bit about her as well. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington because McFadden's in New York, too. Everybody's in New York. But aren't you in New Orleans today, Roberta?
I'm in New Orleans this morning. Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. So as Michelle is not necessarily – well, you've been getting up early in the morning through much of your career, Michelle, have you not?
Oh, I have. Yeah, my hours have been all over the place. The 3 a.m. wake-ups, this is luxury for waking up for the morning, so being able to wake up at 5:30.
Right. There you go. All right. So Roberta, who has been getting up but doesn't like it, Roberta is somebody who'd be happy to tell you she'd like to go to bed at the same time we get up to go on the air. That's her.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. So as we look around at what people do with the different schedules and how they work their way through, I've been very fortunate in my life, knock on wood. I don't get jet lag. It doesn't bother me. One day I'm in L.A., the next day I'm on the East Coast. I do it all the time, and it doesn't make a difference to me. But some people have their routine, and they don't like to break it. And so there is a problem that has developed with some people. Sleeping is very important, and more and more and more there is a focus on how dangerous not having enough sleep is to both men and women. But more specifically today, the story that's trending at DougSteffen.com about sleep apnea and not being able to get a good night's rest is something that you ought to take into consideration. If you don't get a good night's sleep, may I suggest to you that you look over the story at DougSteffen.com. There is a poll also we have asking whether or not you or your spouse have sleep apnea. This is where I think it really is important. I don't remember whether, Roberta, you ever told me whether Tom, your husband, has sleep apnea.
Oh, yes, he does. Big does time. It. And he wouldn't believe me for years. There were times I would lay next to him in bed at night, and he would stop breathing, and I would wait to see if he would actually start breathing again. Mm-hmm. You know, and I would kind of like, do I have to kick him, or did he just die, or what was going on? But he would literally just stop breathing. It was bizarre.
Yeah.
And I would tell him this. He said, no, I'm fine, okay?
Yeah. Well, he probably, because he didn't know.
How did you deal with it? How did you deal with it, Roberta? Because the snoring was probably intense, too.
Well, you know, snoring, I can pretty much block out sound. That doesn't bother me as much. It was just worrying that, you know, should I kick him? Should I wake him up? You know, should I call the coroner?
The third would have been preferential, probably. Michelle, what about you? You have, you're married now, right? Are you married?
Not yet. No, I have a boyfriend. And so it wavers, his sleep apnea. I know he's been to doctors for it. And, like, last night I heard he was snoring, and yeah. I don't sleep well when someone's snoring, so I might kick them or do it, not because I'm concerned that they're not breathing, but because they're keeping me up at night.
Right, let me ask you a question, both of you, and I would ask this to the general audience. If you have a problem with your partner and you can't sleep well and there's nothing really you can do about it, why do you stay with them? Is love that powerful that it'll ruin your sleep? Because ruining your sleep ruins your life. I would think this would be something, honestly, that would affect people in their relationships.
That's why people have couches.
Well,
or second master bedrooms. That's a big trend now.
Exactly.
You can't do that in New York City, but a lot of in the suburbs, people have two master bedrooms.
I didn't know that. Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They start out in one, and then they say, okay, good night, honey. Yep.
His and hers bedrooms.
Huh.
Which actually people had for years at one time. It wasn't uncommon to have
his and hers
in her bedroom.
Bedrooms. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'm not sure. I don't know. I think if you love somebody, I just like to be wrapped around him, Frank. I'm not good at not being close. At any rate, the poll question today, do you or your spouse have the problem? A, I have sleep apnea. B, my spouse has sleep apnea. C, neither of us have it, but I know somebody who does. D, I don't know anybody with sleep apnea. E, I don't know what sleep apnea is. And we think we have just described it well. It's usually with heavier people. Mm-hmm. And it gets into the problem is basically in your breathing mechanism and whether or not your the device that you're using in your head to breathe in and out, nose, throat, gets blocked by the activity or inactivity that's caused by the irregular breathing channels, I think would probably be the best way.
Yeah, they stop breathing.
Right, yeah.
Sometimes for 20 seconds, 30 seconds. Sometimes it would be almost up to a minute. It was like, my goodness, I started counting at one time, you know, 1,000, 2,000. It's like counting sheep, but, you know, counting
sheep. Don't you love Roberta's fix? Kick them.
Kick them.
I agree.
There we go.
You know what? I am a miserable person. I agree with you, Doug. Sleep is so important.
It really
and
is.
I get very frustrated if I can't sleep.
Some people acknowledging that there are ways of understanding. I don't require a lot of sleep, but I am better. I know. I studied this myself, and people look at me strangely. If I get 6 hours and 14 minutes worth of sleep, I am fine for the day. If it's 6 hours straight, I'm telling you, for whatever the reason, 6 hours and 14 minutes does it for me. I'm fine for the day. And sometimes I grab a quick nap if I can here and there. And so, but everybody's different. But you got to know what you need in order to make it work. But mostly medical experts will tell you 7 hours to 8 hours is optimum. And if you sleep longer than that, some people are, Roberta, you sleep longer than that.
Oh, my goodness, yes. I could sleep 10 hours.
Yeah, and that's not necessarily good for you either. Sometimes
I have two switches, you know, on and off. That's it. There's no in between.
I understand that. I've known you for a long time. And sometimes I like the off switch better than the on switch. All right, 14 after the hour. This is Good Day.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
This Easter, surround yourself and your family with music and find savings up to 25% at Guitar Center's Spring Savings Event. Strike a chord with a limited edition Epiphone Les Paul or Yamaha acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Add select 3 packs of the Dario electric guitar strings, just $8.99. Create a masterpiece in your home studio with a Harbinger 5-channel mixer, just $39. Or sing it loud with a wireless vocal microphone, also just $39. Don't miss your chance to make music this weekend only at Guitar Center.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-quarter clearance sale. 100 million square feet of top-quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminate, including the look of oak, maple, or cherry for under a dollar. 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4-inch solid Brazilian cherry. And get pre-finished solid bamboo from $149. Plus wood-look tile, vinyl plank, and more from 69 cents. And pay no interest until 2018. The end-of-quarter clearance sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
16:17, actually, after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Roberta Fasanelli, Michelle Gerson, and Kara Schillen here with us conversing about the issues of the day. So there is this. I was just talking about Michelle, Roberta, who has flagged me with a Facebook post suggesting to her Facebook followers that she's co-hosting the program. Nice to have those of you who are listening and fans of Michelle. Hello, good morning, welcome in. You don't use social media at all, Roberta. Do you?
I use Facebook.
You do?
Yes, absolutely.
From you on Facebook.
Oh yeah, I'm very active on Facebook.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Right, did you post this morning that you were being on? You were going on the air with me?
No.
Why? what good is it if you don't tell people what you're doing? It's much, that's what Facebook's all about. Today I went to the bathroom at 3 o'clock.
Oh, I hate those posts.
Right, <don't> you...
Or pictures of food when people photograph their food. It's like, why are you saying what you're eating?
Yeah, it's foolishness. The stuff that's. But I do put stuff. I have two of my. Yeah, radio Facebook page, and that's got thousands, and then I have my own personal, and it's got hundreds, and sometimes I overlap with the same stuff.
How can you friend me on your personal one?
Because you're not really my friend, so I do the friend stuff. All right, I'll do Michelle. So anyway, seriously, the social media problems that people are having. A story at DougSteffen.com today about resorting to Facebook as a way for you to connect with who you think your friends are. But how do you have, in my case, how do I have thousands of friends? Are they my friends, the people that listen to me on the radio? Yeah. And that's sort of the theme of how we've reworked how people look at this program. We are all friends. But on my personal page, do I have 400, 600, whatever it is, 700 friends? No. I have acquaintances. I don't have that many friends. I have maybe a couple dozen friends. There's a research.
Do you accept people, Doug? So on your personal page, sorry, do you accept people who you don't know, who might be your listeners, who find your personal page instead of your show page?
No.
Right. I don't either.
Do
and
you?
Then I always feel so guilty. No, because I say I want to keep it personal.
Right. That's what it's for. They're two different things.
Right.
Research from the University of Pittsburgh focusing on a couple of thousand adults reporting how much time they spend on the popular social media platforms for non-work purposes. This is not new, but it is surprising in a sense. The professor of medicine at the University of Pittsburgh who ran this is an article that's in Cosmo this month, quote, "We expect there is going to be more of a U-shaped curve here, with a higher risk of depression being correlated with no social media usage at all, as well as social media usage exceeding the average time." So basically what they're saying here is that if you spend too much time on your social media, you're going to be miserable. And if you have no social media connections, you're going to be miserable. Happy medium stuff? Well, it's all, I think you can win. I think I've done it the right way. I pay little attention to it, except when I'm curious about some one thing. I don't feel like I have to be knowing what Michelle is doing, and I don't want to watch what Roberta is doing while she's brushing her teeth. All of that stuff. You know, I think it's like everything else, isn't it? It's all in the proper perspective. You know, get carried away with this stuff. And that's what this study basically says. Check it out at DougSteffen.com.
Oh, owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
That is the voice of Mariah Carey. You want to crank that up? Kara is the cranker. Roberta and Michelle with me here on Good Day. All right, so it's time now for us to, with the backdrop music being from Michelle, I got Michelle on my mind, from Mariah, as we think of some of the thoughts from great thinkers. For example, Mariah said, whenever I watch TV and see those poor, starving kids all over the world, I can't help but cry. I mean, I'd love to be skinny like that, but not with all those flies and death and stuff.
No. Yes. She didn't really say that.
Yes, she did say that. Yes.
No.
Did. Yep.
No.
Yep. All right, let's see here. There was a question put to a Miss America. If you could live forever, would you and why? The answer she put up was, I would not live forever because we should not live forever, because if we all were supposed to live forever, then we would live forever. But we cannot live forever, which is why I would not live forever.
Is she running for president?
That could be. Right, this thought came from Matt Lauer on a Today Show episode last August. Researchers have discovered that chocolate produces some of the same reactions in the brain as marijuana. Researchers also discovered that other similarities between the two, but can't remember what they are.
Great.
All right. Let's see here. Brooke Shields said the following. Smoking kills. If you're killed, you've lost a very important part of your life.
How do these even make it out there? Again, PR reps. Do these people know?
Exactly. What happened? You don't want to have Mariah in the background, Carrie? You know, maybe it's distracting from these thoughts here. Let's see here. Former Mayor Marion Barry of Washington, Richie would love this. Outside of the killings, Washington has one of the lowest crime rates in our country.
Outside of the killings.
Outside of the killings, yes. Right.
Never mind those.
Now, let's see here. Hillary Clinton said, I'm not going to have some reporters pawing through our papers. We are the president. Speaking when
we
she
are.
Was, well, yes, in her former life. Now she can say the same thing, only attributed to her and not to him. Let's see here. Former French President Charles de Gaulle said once, China's a big country inhabited by a lot of Chinese.
Deep thoughts.
A new congressional candidate in Texas this time around said that low-down scoundrel deserves to be kicked to death by a jackass, and I'm the one to do it. Speaking of his opponent. Here's something from the likes of the former Vice President of the United States, Dan Quayle, who said, "It isn't pollution that's harming the environment. It's the impurities in our air and water that is doing it."
Okay.
Think about that a little bit. Okay, next. Former General William Westmoreland said, "Without censorship, things can get terribly confused in the public mind." Let's see here. Oh, this is another one. This is a great, I'll leave you on this one. Dan Quayle also said, "I love California. I practically grew up in Phoenix."
What?
Geography lesson.
Real quotes from some very important people. All right. So you want to go back to Mariah Carey, Kara? Roberta, what's the silliest thing you think you've ever said?
Good morning.
Oh, come on. On the air, off the air.
Oh, gosh.
What's the silliest thing?
I'd have to think about that.
All right, Michelle, what about you?
A lot of silly things.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I'm trying to think. I mean, there's definitely plenty. I'll have to get back to you on that one.
Really? I see nobody taking responsibility for themselves.
What about you, Doug? What's the silliest thing you ever said on the air?
I have said a lot of silly things on the air. I think I used an expletive deleted in a very silly fashion.
Oh, we've all done that.
Yeah.
Have you done that?
Michelle, no. She's a professional broadcaster.
Have you ever said an expletive on the air?
Yeah. I don't think so. Although I always had control of my own dump button, so you never know.
All right. That's it. Yeah, but you have to have control of your dumps. It's 28 minutes after the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, the need to chew begins with teething. You've probably seen how uncomfortable a baby feels when he's cutting his teeth, and puppies and kittens have this same problem. A young pet does need something in his mouth to ease the pain as the new teeth come in. An ice cube feels wonderful on those sore gums and has a lot of crunch to it, but make sure you only give him one if you're there to supervise. And toys at any age, but particularly in the early development stage, is a real necessity. For a young teething animal, you might want to wet the toys with some peanut butter or Cheese Whiz, put them on some rawhide, then place them in the freezer before letting your dog or cat chew on them. This will help numb the gum and ease the teething pain, much like a frozen teething ring for an infant. A dog's mouth is like a human's hand. If the mouth is not in use, the animal may get fidgety or even anxious. If he cannot find anything suitable to put his mouth on, and he's been alone all day and bored out of his mind, it would be surprising if he didn't go after the table. You must provide him with a wonderful array of terrific chew toys in every room of the house, so he always has the choice to do the right thing or perhaps not. I'll warn you next time.
This Easter, surround yourself and your family with music and find savings up to 25% at Guitar Center's Spring Savings Event. Strike a chord with the limited edition Epiphone Les Paul or Yamaha acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Compose a masterpiece with an 88-key digital piano for just $229. Or start a young one's musical journey with a Toka djembe drum for just $25. Don't miss your chance to make music with savings up to 25% this weekend only at Guitar Center. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
An RV rolls into a campground. Kids in the back eat turkey. Jerky. Excessive. Dad drives like a boss with 24/7 support from Progressive. Tomorrow it's off to see the world's largest ball of twine. Would have seen it last trip, but Dad missed the sign.
Get 24/7 help when you insure your RV with Progressive.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Stefan with my friends Roberta Fasanelli, Michelle Gerson, Kara Schillen, Tom Kreitler will join us in this half hour from the Money Pit. The way Michelle's new to the program, and I don't think she and I have had any real serious conversations about much of anything, now that I think about it, and whatever conversation.
Hey, I'm old to the program. We haven't had serious conversations about anything.
Hello. All right. So then let's talk about Brussels for a moment. From your perspective, I say this on the air all the time. If you want to find out stuff that is everywhere, don't listen to this program because I'm not one likely to spend a lot of time on the stuff that everybody else is talking about because I don't think you learn anything. And frankly, it's boring. And I know if I'm bored, the audience is bored, and there's no reason to conduct a radio program if you're here to bore the audience. Thank you very much.
Agreed.
Yeah. But yet, there are people who are thirsting for more information about Brussels. I'm not sure there is any more, and that's kind of why I've moved on. But from the perspective of general conversation, either or both of you, or all three of you as far as that's concerned, because you're all sort of different ages. Kara's in her 20s. Michelle, you're in your 30s. Roberta is... Okay, well, she's older than the two. Actually, you could add Kara and Michelle's age together, and you get Roberta.
Stop it right there.
So anyway, do you want to know more about Brussels? Roberta, I'll start with you.
I think we know everything we need to know at this point.
So what is the most important thing about Brussels? What's impacted you more than anything else about this?
Well, I think they finally figured out that these bombers are all part of the same cell that did the Paris attacks.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Brussels, you know, really needs to step up its intelligence and work with the rest of the world, because from what I understand, they're really not cooperating with the rest of the world, you know, on
Well, it's not the kind of country that, hello, it's like Switzerland in a manner of speaking. Nobody gets really stirred up about stuff there.
They're very independent. You know, well, we can do it ourselves. But, you know, it's this is a global issue, and everybody needs to work together on it.
All right, Michelle, what about you? What do you feel? Do you feel like you need to know more than you know, or you're okay?
You know, it's funny. I'm okay, but I feel like I do try to hear every single thing that's happening, any latest update. There was an update this morning about the main guy in the Paris attacks who was, you know, arrested, and now he's asking to be sent back to France as soon as possible to explain himself. And I don't know if it's more of a sensationalist type thing at this point that we're so engrossed in it. I guess part of me, too, just is also curious as to what's going on around the world. And like we were talking about before, do we need to worry about it here in New York? Mm-hmm. You know, I'd like not to, but at the same time, it's good to be aware of what's happening.
All right, Kara's in Washington. What say you on this, Kara? In terms of knowing more, do you know enough, or do you want to know more?
I'm kind of in the same situation. I think that we know the bare bones. I guess it would be nice to know if they finally catch more people who are associated with it, because I keep hearing rumors that they're, oh, there's another guy associated with this, or, you know, but I don't know. It's, I feel like I can't live my daily life thinking about it
right
all the time. It's good to get the updates, but I don't need to know more.
Once again, understanding how the news media wraps itself around your brain, if you allow it to do that, without you being independent thinkers, remember one thing about this. You are more likely to be hit by lightning and or win the lottery than you will ever encounter any connection to a terrorist activity any place other than what you read in the newspaper, hear on the radio, or see on television. That's the fact.
But doesn't it, where you live also has a component to it? I mean, I would definitely be a little bit more careful in a big city like New York, because if they hit something, they want to hit something like New York.
Okay.
I mean, I doubt the terrorists know about
New Orleans. You bring up a good point.
New Orleans.
About, yes, okay, right. So you made a point. Here's some, this actually very good, Roberta. New York, Washington, Boston, closely knit. The neighborhoods are tight. The downtown area is tight. There is not a lot of sprawl. More likely to have a problem than Los Angeles, because the impact of something like this in Los Angeles, because it's so spread out, would be much different than, and that's very, the first time you flipped a switch for me there, Roberta. I think that's something, if you think about it and analyze it, the cities that they've gone to have been, Paris is a very tight city. London is a tight, it's a big city, but it's tight. And there's not a lot, I don't remember, I haven't been in Brussels for 20 some odd years, so I just remember going to the NATO bunkers and barracks and stuff. I don't remember that much about the, I remember it being somewhat in my mind similar to Antwerp, and I don't know, in Amsterdam.
Yes.
But I'm,
it's
just
a small city.
Yeah, right, but tight. So they think about, you know, where do they have the more chance of doing the more damage, frankly. I was watching an old Law and Order last night as I was falling asleep, kind of. You'll appreciate this. Most people who listen to me know that I'm moving from one farm to another. I've sold the farm where I've lived for 38 years and packing
from
up.
From the cow farm to the funny farm.
Thank you. So I'm going around the corner, and Meredith said, you should throw out all your pots and pans. Okay, so I threw out all my pots and pans. Well, because they have the old Teflon on them and they're scratched up that sort of thing. So last night I came home. It was 8:30 or so by the time I got in the house. And I just want to have a bowl of soup. I can't find, there's no pots and pans. So I ended up having a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. That was it. And so I say that because it's sort of, you know, how we live our lives and what affects us in certain ways. And that just, I was, the news was on, the Law and Order episode, as I was watching it, I was back and forth between the news, and I was curious about Belgium, so I just check it back and forth. And then I watched the Law and Order episode. And it was basically about terrorism in schools in New York. And, you know, you wonder, this Law and Order shows have been based on headlines and based on news stories pretty much for their whole thing. That's why they lasted as long as they have, because they've taken it out of the, say, script or ripped from the headlines. This was a story about a fellow, a disgruntled school teacher wanting to blow up a school. And I think about the ideas that come in some people's minds. We all know is sort of, when you think about Columbine or some of these other shoot 'em ups that have happened in the schools, like the one in Newtown, Connecticut, all those people tell you the same thing, or people connected to it. They wanted to be well-known, and that was the theme of the Law & Order show last night. They all wanted everybody to know who they were. And I wonder if that's part of, even though these guys are blowing themselves up, there's another relative connection here. The movie that's around now that just came out last weekend, Eye on the Sky. Helen Mirren is in it. Aaron Paul is in it. A bunch of other people. And it's about an attack on a cell in Afghanistan. I think it's Afghanistan, maybe someplace in Africa, where they've got all of the drones and the satellites and everything that can pinpoint where the bombers are. But they're trying to stop some of these bombers that will go into a public crowded area with the bomb, the vests on their bodies, and they blow themselves up. And, you know, I mean, the story is about the eye in the sky, but what I'm trying to think of as I'm watching it, who in their right mind would do this? And then you realize that these people aren't in their right minds.
No,
otherwise, they wouldn't do it. Am I right? I mean, the definition of insanity is doing stuff like this.
Well, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result.
Well, they aren't getting different results. They're scaring people, and some people think that they win or they have won because of their tactics. They keep doing it, and the world gets on edge. And I say this, and I don't say it reservedly. I say it because I mean it. The enemy is the news media, more so than these people. These people are our enemies for sure. Mm-hmm. But the way the news media, in a disrespectful, disjointed, and inappropriate way, glamorizes all this stuff, and in that way it sort of gets into our fear factor, I think that it's reprehensible, frankly.
And, I agree.
You know,
I used to work at a very big news organization. I won't say what, but I love working there. What's that?
Go ahead. You can say it.
Oh, yeah. No, it's okay. very big one. And, you know, and I was writing for the news broadcast, and I was like, I can't take this anymore. I'm very much into the news. I love sharing the news. If I'm co-hosting a show, sure, I love talking about it. But the way I was just surrounded every single second, and the way it wasn't for me.
Oh, awful.
Did you find that you had to sensationalize the news when you wrote it?
Not so much sensationalize it, but I didn't have to for what I was doing, but the organization itself has a reputation.
Yes, right, yeah, for doing that.
Yeah.
And Roberta,
I can guess where you worked.
you wrote news and did news at WOR and some of the other big stations in New York.
Actually, I was trained by CBS. I was trained in the CBS news writing.
I thought you were trained by the Associated Press or usually.
No, I was in college. I was part of a small group of people who would go to CBS, and we were trained by Howard K. Smith and Walter Cronkite. Those were our news mentors.
Uh-huh.
And then from there, I went to United Press International, which was very much along the CBS tradition. In fact, at the time, CBS was the biggest client of United Press International. So I was trained in a very serious, way of approaching the news, writing the news, making sure that it was objective. And as I continued on in my career, I found that, I had editors say, well, no, you have to, make it exciting for the listeners.
Right, yeah. Twist it, and turn it.
It wasn't so much twisting it or turning it. It was more sensationalizing it, taking the same story and not necessarily. I'll give you a good example. There was a bribery thing going on at a police station. And I wrote the story very, very, straight
matter
on.
Of fact.
Three officers have been arrested on bribery charges. But the way the editor at this particular station wanted me to write it was, sad day for the 49th precinct.
Yeah.
Three of its own. But who said it was a sad day? But you had to interpret it to be. It had to be sensationalized rather than just telling the story in a straightforward manner.
And that's what we get. And that's why things are so distorted. And that's why people are so polarized, I think, in our country especially, but around the rest of the world. And so I ran WEEI's newsroom. I was the ops director for a couple of years in Boston at EEI, and it was breathing it, living it, sleeping
it. Oh, yes, yeah.
And twisting it, turning it around and all that stuff. So when I came into the newsroom one day and did that, and then...
What was that?
Did that, and then... did all of these things. I was criticized, it was before Facebook, as being too, I wasn't serious enough to be in the news business. Really? All right, well, let's do the TV report and get into that business in a moment. 45 after the hour on Good Day.
This Easter, surround yourself and your family with music and find savings up to 25% at Guitar Center's Spring Savings Event. Strike a chord with a limited edition Epiphone Les Paul or Yamaha acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Add select three packs of the Dario electric guitar strings, just $8.99. Create a masterpiece in your home studio with a Harbinger 5-channel mixer, just $39. Or sing it loud with a wireless vocal microphone, also just $39. Don't miss your chance to make music this weekend only at Guitar Center.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators end of quarter clearance sale. 100 million square feet of top quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminate, including the look of oak, maple, or cherry for under a dollar. 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4 inch solid Brazilian cherry. And get pre-finished solid bamboo from 149. Plus woodlook tile, vinyl plank, and more from 69 cents. And pay no interest until 2018. The end of quarter clearance sale is going on now. So visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you today.
I'm Chris Graham reporting for InTheNews.tv. Spring is the perfect time to renew your beauty regimen after the winter blues. Lifestyle expert Justine Santanello partnered with the following brands to help create a fresh look. Justine, what are some of your spring beauty tips?
Hair damage is actually the number one hair care concern for women, so check out L'Oreal Professional Pro Fiber. This is a long-lasting hair care system where the process actually begins in the salon with a diagnosis from your hairdresser, followed by a customized 15-minute treatment. You then continue with a prescribed at-home regimen that results in condition locks that are strengthened from root to end. This is available exclusively in L'Oreal Professional Salons. Just visit lpsalons.com for locations. And matte lipstick is such a hot beauty trend right now. I'm loving the Avon True Color Perfectly Matte Lipstick because there's no trade-off between matte color and a moisture-rich formula. It features Avon's True Color technology for a matte finish that never cakes or cracks. The lipstick is available in 12 gorgeous shades, and you can find these through an Avon representative or at Avon.com. And serums are a hot topic in the beauty industry. Ahava, the Dead Sea Beauty Authority, has taken their exclusive innovation, the Osmoter, and made it 6 times stronger to launch the new Dead Sea Crystal Osmoter X6 Facial Serum. This powerful oil-based treatment addresses the visible signs of advanced skin aging by penetrating deep into the skin to correct loss of firmness, deep wrinkles, and skin dullness. Available at select retailers, including Ulta stores nationwide and AhavaUS.com.
Thanks, Justine. For more information, visit InTheNews.tv.
All right, 47, almost 50, 48 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Advertisers want nothing to do with the Duggar family. Gee, I wonder why. There's a new series now following the oldest of the Duggars, the sisters, their husbands, called Jill and Jessa, counting on. What in the world do people see? Is it just because it's a night? Mayor horror show. They used to have...
It's like a car wreck. You don't want to watch it, but you have to.
They had UPS on there before, Choice Hotels, some food companies. They all say, nope, we don't want our commercials here. It's kind of like some people that don't want to be on Rush Limbaugh's program anymore, and then they don't want to be on political talk radio anymore, and then they didn't want to be on... You know, it's that kind of stuff. But there's an audience for this, but do these advertisers get this show shut down without advertising support? That'll be the end of the show, right?
I would think so.
Do you watch the Duggars, Michelle?
No.
Oh. I'm going to admit to that.
I'm not a fan of any of those shows, really.
I don't even get. I didn't even know who they were until there was a whole bunch of hoopla.
Isn't it the Duggars?
No, I don't think so. Kara, is it Duggar or Duggar? I think it's Duggar.
I'm pretty sure it's Duggar.
Duggar.
Yeah. I think it's Duggar. I used to think it was Duggar. It's
right.
Duggar.
The only Duggar I know is when I was FM Douglas on the FM music station in Boston, you were digging the Duggar. NCIS has cast...
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Sarah Clark.
Duggar.
You didn't know that? You never heard that?
No.
Really? In the early late 60s, early 70s, when I was a jock.
Digging the Duggar.
Digging the Duggar on FM 105.7 WVBF-FM. All right, anyway. Sarah Clark was last on 24. Now she's been cast as a regular at NCIS for the new season. She's an FBI special agent. They're trying to find somebody to fill the void because Michael Weatherly's got a new show. He left. And so now they're looking for another. And they were short on women, I think, on NCIS. Don't you think if you watched NCIS, there weren't a lot of women. There's Abby, the girl downstairs, but, you know, I think they ought to have as many women as men, frankly. The passing of Ken Howard is to be noted as well.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now 53 after the hour, everybody stay along.
Money bit.
Come on, Michelle. Money bit.
Here it comes again.
Wait a minute. Michelle's not too good in the singing department, I'm getting.
I usually am, actually. I used to sing a lot.
Really?
That just caught me off guard.
No. Wait a minute. If you're going to survive here, here's rule number one. Expect the unexpected and be ready to do almost anything at any moment. Otherwise,
okay,
you will die a slow, painful death here. All right?
I got it.
Okay,
I got it.
Good. Tommy the K, who's
a warm,
freaking
welcoming
out.
Speech that Doug gives to all of us.
Yeah. Welcome to Good Day. If you don't want to die, keep up. That's pretty much it. All right. So Tom is the co-host of the fabulous Money Pit Home Improvement radio program. It's airing around the country these days on hundreds of radio programs every weekend. You can find out how to fix your home. He's not really too good. If you've got bad health, he can't help you.
Nah.
But if you have bad home habits, he can help you with all that. And so we'll get to that. Plus, his latest blog post. We'll get to that in a moment. There's something, though, that bothers me about. We're on this blog, aren't we? Carol, we're up on Blog Talk Radio now, right? Is that started yet? Do you know?
No guarantees.
Oh, really? Oh. Well, anyway, pretty soon, if we're not on it now, we'll be on it. The reason I bring it up is because that word, that four-letter word, blog, doesn't it sound like something you'd find in the manure pit? Blog.
maybe if you're a farmer.
Yeah. It's the blog pit.
Well, listen, I did a story about the tiny home craze. Could you live in a home that's 150 to 200 square foot?
No. Nope.
Well, if you live in the city, you probably do already, right? But many people are downsizing their homes and shedding possessions to move into homes that are the size of, like, a shed.
Wait a minute. Hold on a
second.
But you got to have a room. At least you have to put a bed down. How do you get a bed in 150 square feet?
They use every available square foot.
What's the size of an average hotel room? Let's put it into perspective.
Yeah, that's a good point. So let's say probably about twice that much. I don't know. Yeah,
is it really?
I know whenever I travel, I'm like, oh, I could move in here.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, what's the craze is causing us to think what?
Well, it's causing us to think about whether or not we need all the space that we have. I mean, a lot of people are shedding their possessions and, you know, everything is online in terms of, you know, banking and that sort of thing. And they're just, you know, moving into homes that are a very, very minimal size and, you know, enjoying it.
I have.
Not going to take care of house, not going to take care of lawn.
You know what I think I'll do? You just give me an idea. I'm going to take a picture and post it on Facebook of the dumpster that's outside my back door. I've lived in this house for 38 years, a 4,800 square foot house. I've been by myself for much of the kids have grown here, and I've, you know, had a lot of various things, but not a lot of people have been in and out. A lot of things have gone on here.
Yeah.
But I have so much stuff that has grown old, tired, useless. But, you know, if you look at this and you think about, you just piqued my interest with this, Tom, because we collect things. Mm-hmm. I got stuff that I haven't used for years.
Right, right. Well, we always say when you're doing your spring cleaning, you know, if you haven't worn something in 6 months or used something in 6 months,
well, I don't know about that.
But I think what's interesting about this tiny home craze is for the first time ever, a major retailer is actually selling tiny home kits.
Really?
Yeah, the 84 Lumber. They're selling kits, and you can buy three different levels. You can buy, like, just the trailer and the plans.
Yeah.
Or you could buy, you know, sort of partially assembled shell with the, you know, windows and doors and that sort of thing. Or you could buy the entire thing, soup to nuts, completely finished and decorated.
You buy the whole house?
The whole house.
And then is it like a pod?
It's on a trailer.
You know, on a trailer?
Yeah. Well, it's like a mobile home. You take it out, and you set it up, and you're done.
So I could park in front of Roberta's house in New York, and nobody pay any attention to me.
Yeah, they probably pay a lot of attention to you.
Probably give you a check of deep cleaning, is in effect.
Yeah.
84 Lumber. Is that the outfit is along Route 84? Isn't that where it started? Interstate 84?
Yeah. They have a website for them, 84tinyliving.com. You can see the houses
there. Isn't that fascinating? 84living.com, the average house, 150 to 200 square feet. Just use your imagination for a moment. If you're living with somebody else, how do you move around?
It'd be really close.
I really mean, like it, that.
Yeah. Talk about a great job for divorce lawyers. How do you live with somebody in that kind of space? Now, we're spoiled here. Think about it. I've just moved myself to Africa to one of the experiences I had in Nairobi a number of years ago, walking around this village where there were 200,000 people in less than a square mile, and they lived in corrugated boxes and just metal tin roofs over dirt. We put ourselves, we live so differently here than in many other areas of the world. But that's a really good cause for food for thought, Tommy. Thank you. Think about living in 200 square feet, folks. Put your mind there. Tommy Decay, Tom Kreidler, Leslie.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all.